Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ninginem Hangsing. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will distribute more than 71,000 appointment letters to newly appointed recruits through video conferencing today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Rozgar Mela will be held at 45 locations across the country. Our Delhi correspondent reports that the recruitments are taking place for various ministries and departments of the central government.
The Rozgar Mela was launched in October 2022 and 13 such melas have been organized at national level in 50 cities so far. Lakhs of appointment letters have been issued to youth in these melas, marking a step toward filling the vacant posts in various government departments and ministries. The new recruits will join the ministries and departments like Home Affairs, Post, Higher Education, Health and Family Welfare, Financial Services, among others. Rozgar Mela is a step toward fulfillment of the commitment of the Prime Minister to accord highest priority to employment generation amongst youth. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Minister of State of Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, will inaugurate the National Workshop on Good Governance Practices in New Delhi today. Officials from all ministries and departments will be participating in the workshop. Dr. Singh will also inaugurate an exhibition on best practices of the Swachhata Campaign 4.0, curated by different ministries and departments along with the release of the assessment report. It has become an integral part of Good Governance Week events celebrated every year from the 19th to the 25th of December. India and Kuwait yesterday signed several bilateral agreements in the field of defence cooperation, cultural exchange and sports collaboration. The agreement was signed during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's two-day visit to Kuwait. An important agreement that was also signed was for Kuwait's inclusion in the International Solar Alliance. During the talks, both sides agreed to elevate their bilateral ties to a strategic partnership. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held a meeting with the Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mashal Al-Ahmed Al-Jaber Al-Sabah, to discuss cooperation in key sectors like pharmaceuticals, IT, fintech, infrastructure and security. The historic two-day visit, the first by an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years, saw the elevation of bilateral ties to a strategic partnership.
The visit also yielded significant outcomes, including the signing of several bilateral agreements and memorandum of understandings. The key among these were the agreements on defense cooperation, cultural exchange, sports collaboration, and Kuwait's inclusion in the International Solar Alliance. The leaders outlined an ambitious roadmap for strengthening the strategic partnership across multiple sectors, including trade, investment, energy, defense, security, health, education, and technology.
Kuwait has bestowed its highest honor, the Order of Mubarak Al-Kabir, to Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Mr. Modi is on a two-day visit to Kuwait. The External Affairs Ministry said this is the 20th international honor given to Prime Minister Modi by a country. The Order of Mubarak Al-Kabir is a knighthood order of Kuwait. It is awarded to heads of state and foreign sovereigns and to members of foreign royal families in sign of friendship. The ministry said the award has been previously awarded to foreign leaders like former US Presidents Bill Clinton and George Bush and United Kingdom's Prince Charles. Union Home Minister Amit Shah yesterday laid foundation stone of 13 projects for Tripura worth 668.39 crore rupees. Speaking at a public meeting at the Masurai Para in Dhalai district of the state, Amit Shah said the foundation of these several projects have shown the government's commitment towards the Northeast region. Mr. Shah criticized the former Communist Party government in the state for not addressing the issue of settlement of the Bru community. He said after the BJP-led government came to power in 2018, the settlement of 40,000 people from the Bru community was taken to its logical end. In a major relief for flyers and air passengers, the Ministry of Civil Aviation has announced the launch of Uran Yatri Cafe, an eatery outlet at the airport for providing basic essentials like food and water at affordable and reasonable rates. The one-of-its-kind initiative is being launched at Kolkata Airport on a pilot basis, and if it turns successful, it will be replicated at other airports across the country, managed by the Airports Authority of India. With the launch of first Uran Yatri Cafe at Kolkata's Netaji Subhas Chandra Bose International Airport, air passengers will have access to essential items like water bottles, tea, coffee and snacks at reasonable prices. And the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecasted cold wave conditions in several parts of the states. According to IMD, dense fog conditions are likely to prevail during late night and early morning hours in Haryana, Odisha, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim, Rajasthan and Manipur today. Similar conditions are also expected in Meghalaya, Nagaland, Mizoram and Assam for the next 2 to 3 days. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.